This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You can dial in toll-free and join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Everything from the election to proportionality to voting registration. We've talked about those things here tonight. Of course, you can bring
voting
up...
Voting is proportional self-defense.
Okay, fair enough. Well, you could argue...
Depending on who you vote for and what you vote for.
But... Let's bring Max, though, back on the line here. By the way, tonight in studio, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Daryl.
Max is on the line from New Hampshire, calling on Skype. You've called to challenge, it sounds like to challenge Daryl's position about same-day voting registration. Daryl, you're in favor of same-day voting registration.
Yes.
I'm in favor of it. Melanie, you are against it, it seems, so far.
I'm leaning against it. My only problem with the only reason I'm not like right now being like, nope, stop doing it 100% is because if you move or and some states have workarounds for the if you turn 18 within the time frame. But if you move within the time frame, then you don't get to vote. And that even is for you can't even make the argument. Well, then you might not know the local candidates. Even for national elections, because you can't vote where you don't live anymore, and you're probably not there anymore if you move far away. So you're saying, okay, you can't vote in the presidential election if you move within 30 days of the presidential election. And that I have a problem with. If we can somehow get around that.
That's what happened to Rich Paul. He actually moved back to Michigan, and he did it right before the election, so he wouldn't have been able to vote.
Yeah.
So, anyway, and he may be coming back to New Hampshire. I'm not sure what his plan is there. But, Max, you were pointing out that you've been at the polls. You say that the claim from the Attorney General's office that, Daryl, you brought up, the Attorney General's office is saying they've investigated voter fraud in New Hampshire and found very little evidence, scant evidence that voter fraud was going on here, which is the big scare story about why same-day voter registration should be eliminated. Max, you are countering that by saying you've stood at the polls, poll after poll, election after election. You've stood there and you've watched as people with out-of-state tags will drive up, and then you've just begun kind of telling that story. So they drive up, they get out, and you said they go over to the Democrats who are holding signs?
The sign holders are, you know, Democrat politicians, community organizers, sometimes union officials, all the general Democrat-affiliated constituencies that use the state, the courts, the civil courts, and regulatory agencies to stick it to business owners, taxpayers, and so forth. I mean, politics is about money, so it is what it is.
So what do they do when they get there?
They come up and they're like, well, how do I vote? How do I do this? So they've been told to come up to that location. They come right to the Democrat sign holder. Some of them go past us and they'll sneer at us. But they're told how to register to vote. They go in, they register, and everybody at the polls is like, we've never seen those people before. All these new people came in. In Seabrook, they had a stack of forms by 5 o'clock that was about 3 inches thick. I think they had over 2,000, some outrageous number of same-day registrants. But the voter fraud and illegal and questionable voting favors Democrats by something like 5 to 1 or 10 to 1 or some astronomical number. There are some Republicans who commit voting fraud. It affects us because the average Republican legislator votes pro-liberty. I think their average score is about 70 or 75%. The average Democrat's about 25%. But that belies it, having served in the state house and having been warned about these new Democrats, usually the ones who are under 70 or 70 years old or so, they're even more controlling. They favor even more borrowing, building more prisons. They had bills in to ban everything from flamethrowers to plastic bags to handguns and everything else. So we've, you know, when you're actually interacting with them and you continuously hear these newer Democrats, they're more authoritarian than they've ever been. Like, some of the guys who were in their 80s were actually pretty good, some of the what we call the old left. We worked with them on criminal justice issues and personal freedom issues and drug policy issues all the time. But the newer ones coming in are kind of the worst of both worlds.
Okay, well, kind of got off the point of the allegation about people just kind of rolling up, not really knowing where they were going.
There's a little more to it than that. Ed Nail of Coalition of New Hampshire Taxpayers sent out 8,100 quote-unquote thank you postcards to same-day registrants. 4,400 of them came back as undeliverable, meaning that there wasn't an address there. So of 8,100 registrations, at least 4,400 of those were fraudulent or non-existent addresses. They just made up an address. They didn't even have the right number for the street name or what have you.
Well, it is true that in New Hampshire, you don't have to show any kind of proof of where you live in order to register to vote. Daryl, would that be a compromise point where, okay, keep same-day voter registration, but make it so somebody has
to
show...
Bring a piece of mail. I have no problem with, you know, like, bring a piece of mail to show your domicile.
Mm-hmm.
But what I have a problem with is people throwing out BS statistics of, you know, there's all these people doing X, when the Secretary of State's own documentation shows that there were only 4 people alleged from the year 2000 through April 2015 to have voted in a place that they did not live, and none of those were people from out of state.
How is that not a biased source, though? Because the government has an interest in making its own elections look legitimate.
Yes, that is because you have certain towns and wards around the state, including Manchester Ward 5, where I used to live, where all the supervisors of the checklist or the selectmen are Democrats, and they don't report any elections fraud. Even when we have, like, maybe not video, when we have affidavits, photos, you know, we take pictures of the license plates and whatnot, and we find out their address after the election is still from that out-of-state location.
But somebody having an out-of-state license plate is not proof that they're committing voting fraud.
But if they have an out-of-state residence, but they don't have an in-state residence, or the 8 campaign...
I don't claim residency anywhere, Max. Are you saying that you don't think that I should be able to vote in New Hampshire because I don't claim residency here?
No, because you do live in New Hampshire.
Yes, I'm domiciled, but I don't claim a residency. Those are two completely different things, and the Republicans want to conflate the two and say that unless I have a piece of plastic from the New Hampshire Department of Motor Vehicles, I shouldn't be allowed to vote in New Hampshire.
Well, some of them are saying that you shouldn't be allowed to vote because they're trying to kill the Libertarian Party, trying to keep us off the ballot.
Max, I'm the one that voted for you. I'm the one that advocated people vote for you, even though I thought you were an absolutely horrible candidate. You, on several positions, do not hold the Libertarian position, but I voted for you anyway because I wanted the Libertarians on the ballot. So don't say that I'm trying to kill the Libertarian Party when I'm the one that advocated people vote for you.
No, I'm saying that some of the Republican insiders up in Concord want to keep the Libertarian Party off the ballot. That's what I said.
No, you said that I wanted to kill the Libertarian Party.
I didn't hear him say anything about it.
That's what I heard.
I didn't hear it.
That's not what I said at all.
Really?
No.
Yeah.
I said that some of the Republican insiders are trying to kill the Libertarian Party.
No, you said people didn't want me to vote because I was trying to kill the Libertarian Party.
Well,
we can go back and replay the tape, but we don't have tape.
We haven't had tape in a long time.
We have some sort of video.
It's recorded.
Document in the computer
whatever.
That you click on and it comes up.
So
what I really called about was this whole big fiasco. I was contacted by the press. What is my position on the LPNH Executive Council voting on the secession issue?
And oh, good. I was going to ask you about that because
I've read it 5 times because it looks – the 5th time I read it just now, it looks kind of objective, like it's stepping back. But the interpretation that the press is pushing is that the Executive Council is supporting secession.
The Executive Council of the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire voted in favor of –
a resolution saying that we support peaceful secession. Now, there was one article that said that the New Hampshire Libertarian Party called for New Hampshire to secede, which is not what the resolution said.
Well, I would like to propose a resolution.
I've got the text right here, so here's what they actually said.
Okay.
Be it therefore resolved, the Executive Committee of the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire specifically supports peaceful activities of the NH secession movement. Now, the actual wording is probably more correct or close to the platform, but it's easy to... I can see how a journalist would misrepresent it as saying we're the DLP is supporting actual secession.
All right, coming up, Max, hang on. We'll continue with the statement and then get your thoughts. And Daryl, who is the chairman of the national or the not national, the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire, stand by. Max, we'll bring you back for that discussion here because y'all don't agree on this one. It's Free Talk Live. Actually, you don't agree on a lot of things. Free Talk Live. We're coming up.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5928. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5928. That's 1-800-959-5928. 1-800-959-5928.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey,
Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free. Join us here at 855-450-FREE. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and our Skype username is lrn.fm. Of course, you can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. Get interactive. There's a lot of features there free on the website, so enjoy over at freetalklive.com. Start getting tipsy. It is the Christmas week here as we approach the holiday, the big, big day, which is coming up on Sunday, which means you just barely have enough time to get your orders in over at tipsyelves.com, where you can get some really ridiculous Christmas sweaters. Like the one, well, yours isn't really that ridiculous. Yours is, I would say, one of the lesser offensive ones, Melanie. Although it doesn't look like those gingerbread men are particularly happy.
I mean, I kind of felt like it fit.
Oh, hold on, you got to talk into the mic.
Hear you. Yeah, that's true. I kind of felt like it fit me to some extent. It kind of fit the conversation to some extent because he's like eating the cookie and the cookie's not particularly happy about it.
So it's like the hand of Santa or some sort of red armed, white gloved.
Yeah, it looks like it's probably Santa. So
it's coming down.
We don't know if this is initiatory or retaliatory or defensive force, but he is eating the cookie.
He's coming down to grab one.
He's kind of trying to escape the gingerbread men cookies.
Right. Yeah. There are three gingerbread men, and they're
gingerbread
all
people. Yeah. We don't know their gender.
They're wearing bow ties. So
these look like gingerbread men. So they're male presenting. So I'm going to go ahead and call them.
I've seen women wear bow ties.
That's a good point. Well, anyway, they're bald too. I mean, it's very unusual to find a bald woman wearing a bow tie. Although maybe Sinead O'Connor or someone like that.
Yeah, these are definitely gingerbread men.
So they're like on a hot skillet or something like that. I don't know what is down there.
I think they're just on a plate.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway, it's
skillet the, close enough.
It's one of the lesser offensive Tipsy Elves sweaters. They got some ugly Christmas sweaters available for you. Some are pretty outrageous. Go and check them out. For both men and women at tipsyelves.com, you get 20% off by using code FTL at checkout. And that 20% applies across the entire site. So they also, in addition to their Christmas inventory, they have collegiate designs, which you can save 20% on. So if you're into college sports, they'll have something that you probably will like. Head over to tipsyelves.com, code FTL, like Free Talk Live. That's how you get the 20% discount across the entire website. As we continue here, you can take control of the airwaves. We've got Max on the line with us here. He was the gubernatorial candidate for the Libertarian Party in 2016, actually securing Libertarian Party ballot access for 2018, which was a major feat.
Unless the powers that be wind up changing the laws.
Which
they have before.
Yeah, which they could do. But Max, you wanted to talk about this resolution passed by the Executive Council of the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire, which you are not on, so you weren't involved in this resolution being passed. The wording of the resolution, you have that handy, Max?
I've got the full wording.
Let's get
Max
that.
Had part of it.
Go ahead, Daryl, the full wording of this resolution.
Whereas the Libertarian Party national platform states, whenever any form of government becomes destructive of individual liberty, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to agree to such new governance as they shall seem most likely to protect their liberties. And whereas the federal government became destructive of individual liberties many years ago, and whereas recent polls indicate 1 in 5 Americans support secession, and whereas there is a growing secessionist movement in New Hampshire, and whereas Part 1, Article 10 of the New Hampshire State Constitution states, whenever the ends of government are perverted and public liberty manifestly endangered and all other means of redress are ineffectual, the people may and of right ought to reform the old or establish a new government. And whereas Part 1, Article 10 of the New Hampshire State Constitution also states, the doctrine of non-resistance against arbitrary power and oppression is absurd, slavish, and destructive of the good and happiness of mankind. Be it therefore resolved, the Executive Committee of the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire supports all peaceful efforts to alter or abolish any government that is destructive of individual liberty. And be it therefore resolved, the Executive Committee of the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire supports all peaceful efforts to alter or abolish any government that endangers public liberty. And be it therefore resolved, the Executive Committee of the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire specifically supports the peaceful activities of the New Hampshire secession movement.
Okay, so supporting all peaceful activities to alter or abolish the state.
Yes.
And supporting, openly supporting the New Hampshire secessionist movement, the peaceful
yes.
New Hampshire secessionist. I love it. I was really elated by this decision. But, Max, you not so much. Go ahead with your thoughts.
No, well, I have the Libertarian Party platform pulled up, 3.7, self-determination, as Gerald just said. Whenever any form of government becomes destructive of individual liberty, that part is a question of fact for the individual voter. The second part, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it. That's also a question for the individual voter. And to agree to such new governance as to them shall seem most likely to protect their liberty. And that's a third question. Those are questions that the individual voter, the individual, when you go to the polls, let's say that there were a Brexit vote for California or New Hampshire or Texas. If we were going to vote on that, then we as individuals vote. The libertarian position of self-determination, if you want to get right down to it, it's respect for the right of the individual to make their own decision. It's the respect of the right of the majority within a state to make their decision or within a town. And we may not agree with the way another town or another state operates. We might not agree with California voting to secede or not voting to secede. If they vote not to secede, that's their own decision. Or if they vote to secede, we respect other people's decisions. So what I'm saying is, if you want to be correct, the libertarian position is that we respect other people's right to make that determination themselves. We're not saying we're promoting one side or the other. The individual has to look at the facts and details. Now, in my
so how is what you're saying different than saying libertarians support self-determination?
We do support self-determination.
Well, you said they support the peaceful secession movement. I mean, that's a pretty outward support of the idea of secession, which I'm glad for.
Right, and specifically this says the executive committee of the Libertarian Party supports the secession movement.
What?
I wish our platform, the New Hampshire LP platform, I wish it specifically said that we support secession.
But that can't
be modified until the convention.
Why is it okay to support other people's right to secede but not to support your own right to secede? That seems...
No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is if you're a libertarian, you respect other people's right to make their own decision. What the way that it's interpreted outside, and this is the other problem. The other problem is the way the newspapers reported, the Boston Globe, for example, which is where this was reported. And I was contacted by the press, and the way that the journalist questioned me, it sounded like the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire had voted to support secession. And when you read the actual wording, the wording is not that far off, but it could be interpreted as that we're taking one side or the other.
Well, I mean, it does seem pretty pro-secession.
And you get the impression, if you just read it, it looks like the LPNH is somehow supporting secession from...
I think that was the idea.
What's the problem with that?
Well, the problem is that that's a decision for the individual.
Yeah, see, I understand what Max is saying. Let me see if I can, you know, recap briefly here. Max is saying this shouldn't be the party who's making this decision. It should be the individuals who make the decision to support secession. Is that what you're saying, Max?
Yes, and there are two other problems. Well, obviously, we're a big tent party now. We voted multiple times to be a big tent party.
Well,
and then
I oppose the big tent here. Max,
well,
good call. Good call tonight.
On that.
And we're going to. And thank you for the call, man. I appreciate it. We can get to another problem. Another night, but we'll continue to talk about secession coming up.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. Should the Libertarian Party be a big tent party? Should it get behind the idea of secession that is causing some controversy here within the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire? With you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Daryl.
All right. Apologies for that bad microphone, Melanie. We're trying to figure out what the problem is, and unfortunately, intermittent audio problems are the hardest ones to track down. So
yes.
Bear with us, folks. We're going to figure it out eventually. I'll just keep swapping out equipment until I get it right. The toll-free number here, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE, and if you want to build your own website, or maybe you already have a website, but you want to move it to a new host. You're tired of the one that you're with. Maybe the current host you have is just down way too much. Well, how about a host that's got 99.99% uptime rating? That's not their rating. That's the rating provided by an independent website, web hosting stuff. The host I'm talking about is HostGator. It's one of the top hosting companies out there, and they're offering a special deal for Free Talk Live listeners. If you go to HostGator.com/FTL, that's where you'll get 50% off their regular prices, their regular hosting prices. Knock 50% off by going to HostGator.com/FTL. It's super easy with HostGator. They've got a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and an intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into your hands. Just go to HostGator.com slash FTL, like Free Talk Live. Let's talk just a little bit more here, and then we'll get right back into your calls.
Yep.
Because we were on with Max, and I just wanted to have a conversation after the fact here, since, Daryl, you are the chairman of the New Hampshire Libertarian Party, as yes. elected by a near unanimous vote. You were the only one who did not vote for yourself, I
Correct.
Believe it was. So otherwise, you know, I think you can call that pretty much a unanimous vote to elect you, Daryl, to the chairmanship, to elect Roger Paxton, who is also a very principled libertarian, to the vice chairmanship.
Yes.
And y'all are both from the South, so you're trying to bring back Southern secession up to the North, and
not
you're ruining
all.
No.
Not at all.
No.
You're ruining the movement. You're trying to bring the South back.
No.
The South will rise again.
Not at all.
No?
No.
Because that's what Max was getting to, and I didn't want to keep going with the call because it had been two segments. But he was going to point out that he's done these media interviews, and the media has been making it out to be in the comments on the media interviews. The comments section have made it out to be like the libertarians are a bunch of racist bigots who want to, you know, secede from the union.
Okay, so number one, I've also been contacted by some media, and you know, I don't read the comments on posts, which brings me to point number two, never read the comments, because the comments are full of trolls and
yes.
people that, you know, probably aren't going to agree with you anyway. You could be quoted in the media as saying the sky is blue, and there's going to be somebody that says, well, it's not actually blue. What you're seeing is the
yeah.
refractory of the something-something wave because, you know, the angle of something, and then somebody else is going to say, but the earth is flat and there is no sky, and just
commenters
don't
are the worst.
Read the comments.
They're not indicative of anything in reality at all.
Now, let me read you something. And after I read it, I will tell you what it's from if you don't guess at first.
Okay.
We shall support recognition of the right to secede. Political units or areas which do secede should be recognized by the United States as independent political entities where, one, secession is supported by a majority within the political unit, two, the majority does not attempt suppression of the dissenting minority, and three, the government of the new entity is at least as compatible with human freedom as that from which it seceded. What document did that come from?
The United Nations.
No, the 1972 Libertarian Party platform.
What happened to that?
Well, it wound up being gutted by big tenters to where, luckily, after the gutting of the platform in 2006, we did wind up getting a self-determination plank re-added, but it no longer specifically says the word secession.
Hmm.
And that's the dirty word for a lot of people.
Yeah.
You can talk about New Hampshire independence. You can talk about Calexit. As long as you don't use the S word,
right.
People are going to be okay with it. But as soon as somebody says secession, slavery. Well, no. There have been a lot of secessions that had nothing to do with slavery.
That's true.
And there was actually a secessionist movement, a very successful one, in 1776 that is the reason the United States of America exists today. But people don't think of that as a secessionist movement because it's got the I word, independence.
Things got pretty heated between you and Max earlier in the hour here tonight. You revealed that you did not, even though you voted for Max and you advocated people voting for him, you were less than pleased with the quality of his principles behind his
campaign. I mean, does that surprise
campaign.
Any of the Republicans that we vote for?
Huh? Republicans?
Because that's what he is.
Well,
are any Republicans that we vote for a surprise that we're not thrilled with all of their positions?
Well, he did run as a Libertarian this time around,
yeah,
but yes, prior to that, he ran as a Republican.
Because I don't care what letter he has on the ballot,
yeah.
Especially since New Hampshire ballots are a little bit weird. I'm saying that he is Republican.
So, yeah, you were less than pleased with some of his positions. One of his very last comments before we ended the call was that the Libertarian Party is now a big tent party.
Yeah, he claims that we voted on that at some point, and I don't recall ever getting a ballot of should the Libertarians be a big tent or a little tent, and I actually don't like the whole tent analogy anyway. Whenever I hear the word big tent, especially from the people that advocate for the term, by mm-hmm. and large, what comes to my mind is
a circus.
A circus.
Which is kind of what it is, if you Big enough.
Well, there's a video online that I found of an elephant pooping on a trainer, and that's generally what comes to mind when I hear the word big tent.
And I mean, if you're advocating for big tent libertarianism, isn't that kind of an admission that you're not really a libertarian? And you just want people who, like, kind of are, like, libertarian-ish, and, you know, we don't really have a philosophy. We just, like, want a club, and we don't want to be associated with the GOP anymore.
Well, they want the club to be popular, and it seems like the ideas of liberty, the principled ideas of liberty, adhering to the non-aggression principle across the board, every issue, every time, is not exactly bringing in loads of supporters. And so there are some people who say, well, we need
to water down the message also hasn't proven to bring in loads of supporters.
They'll point to the
either.
Gary Johnson campaign, saying, hey, look, he got millions of votes this time around, the largest number of votes ever received.
Well, right, but
by
okay, so if you're selling pizzas and nobody's buying pizzas, selling hamburgers does not increase the number of pizzas that you're selling. So you're still not actually having any, although that's a horrible analogy.
I see where you're saying.
If you add menu items, you might actually own people, but you know what I mean, I think. So, yeah, changing what you're selling, if you no longer carry the item, like, if you don't have the philosophy, you don't have more converts. You have more people who like the word libertarian that has
and
a value of exactly zero.
Right, and more people who are confused about the word libertarian and don't really know
what it means. Yeah, confusing people, which is cruel to them. Taking a bunch of minarchists who are confused and trying to find the truth and are clearly actively seeking it and can't find it on their own, and taking them in and pretending to give it to them and pretending to give them an idea of what liberty is, and just you're tormenting minarchists for no reason when what you should be doing is trying to help them and convert them.
How do you, because it's one thing to let someone into a political party who has to sign a statement, because to join the Libertarian Party, you do have to sign a statement that says, I don't support or advocate the initiation of force to achieve political or social goals, and then we find that there are people who sign that statement who then proceed to run for office as libertarians who are advocating force to achieve political or social goals.
Right.
What, if anything, can be done about that, Daryl? Can you make the tent smaller, or is it too big already, and is it a lost cause?
I don't know. And if you try to, you know, remove people from the tent,
purity test.
Then you run into problems.
What's wrong with purity tests? Let's
have the most, you know, like everybody could wind up being purged for some reason.
Yeah.
So I don't know how we get there from here, but there's something that was published in the 1976 July LP News that I do want to share.
All right, we'll do that, and then we'll take your calls about what's on your mind. Future of the Libertarian Party, well, what is it exactly? It seems to be having an identity crisis at the national level and some state levels.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You may dial toll free here. If you get on now, you might get on the air. Toll free number 855-453, 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Daryl.
We do have Skype. You can Skype into the show at Skype username lrn.fm. As we go to the phones and to your thoughts, we're going to go to two callers. Now, usually this is against my better judgment, but I didn't screen the call. Daniel and Tim, you're on the line. Normally, we only allow one call on Skype, so try not to talk over top of each other, that kind of thing. Go ahead.
All right, we will do our best. Hey, Ian.
Hey.
So we've spoken to you before, and we were doing a show tonight. We're on LRN.FM, and we were about to record, and we're like, what should we talk about? Oh, I got a crazy idea. LRN has a bit of time left. Why don't we get Free Talk Live, I guess, has a bit of time left. Why don't we give them a quick call just for kicks and see what happens? Then we'll talk about Bitcoin. So we're actually recording right now, and we just wanted to say hello.
Oh, you guys are the Yumi BTC guys.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right. That's right.
Very good. Which show is this?
Yeah, I was confused. Yeah. I was like, I don't recognize these voices.
I know this guy, Daniel Brown. He looks familiar. All right. Okay.
How are there two shows on LRN at the same time?
So what are you? Not. So these guys are a podcast. So their show may be on LRN tonight. I don't know. The podcast loop. You never really know.
Okay. Yeah. It's not necessarily live.
You never really know. Right. So that's when you said your show's on LRN, I'm like, wait a minute. We don't have a live Tuesday night show after Free Talk Live. Daryl, did you program it on Tuesday night show?
Nope.
All right. So
just a podcast, just recorded. But I guess what we thought we would talk about is the price, because it's pretty much at a peak right now at, you know, 791-ish. It's about a 3-year high, something like that.
Yeah, basically, so since the last time Bitcoin hit its maximum of like $1,100, this is the highest it's been since then, right?
Correct. Right. Correct. Yeah. And so I guess the question is, what do you think? We read some articles just now that were saying, well, it's probably another peak for now, and there was tons of technical analysis, and I don't really care about that. But I don't know. I know it's always just a gut feeling, but what the heck do you think? Is it at a peak, and is it going to crash a little bit for a while? Do you expect a rally? Do you expect, 2,000? I don't know. Any crazy gut feeling?
I'm going to give you some options here because I'm a libertarian and libertarians love options. It's either going to go up to 10,000, it's either going to stay somewhere around 800, or it's going to crash down to about 4. It all depends on how many regulations wind up getting implemented over the next couple of years.
Well, wait, so what you mean by that?
What sorts of wars wind up getting started if people in Venezuela start using more Bitcoin? There's a lot of things that I can't foresee. I don't have the Bitcoin crystal ball. Is the block size going to expand? Is the block size going to shrink? Is there going to be a hard fork and there's going to be two blocks?
So, Melanie, do you want to jump in here with any predictions?
I am so not qualified to predict Bitcoin prices. The only thing I would say is that I'm not sure how much regulation. I mean, kind of the point of Bitcoin is to get around regulations. So if the price is being affected that much by regulation, I don't know if that's.
I think the suggestion was that regulation would drive people to Bitcoin. Is that what you were saying, Carol?
Okay.
Well, regulations could drive people to it. Regulations That's could true. Drive people away. It depends on what kind of regulation. Is there going to be a white chain and a black chain to where anything that ever went through the dark web can't go to Coinbase or BitPay?
I think it's silly to try to predict what Bitcoin is going to do.
That's why I said it's either going to go up, stay the same, or go down, and I don't know.
You can look at the chart, and you can try to extrapolate something from it. I'm looking at the full length of the history of Bitcoin since, way back, and it started shooting up in 2014, or like at the end of 2013, and then it crashed back down. It crashed as far down as, near to $200, and it's been going up pretty steadily since then, basically 2015. All of 2016, it's pretty much been, on average, going up.
Right.
Is it going to fall off a cliff tomorrow? It could. Is it going to keep going up? It absolutely could. We don't know. You can look at the history of gold. You can look at the history of silver, and, you can kind of extrapolate something about what they might continue to do on the future because we've had,
a thousand years or more
of history with this, product being used as money. But Bitcoin, we're still coming up on the first decade. I mean, it hasn't even been 10 years since Bitcoin was released. It was 2009, late 2008 or something like that. When Satoshi,
early 2009.
Yeah, Satoshi came out with the white paper, then, the real thing came out. And so 10 years in the history of money is nothing. I mean, that's the blink of an eye. And so ultimately it would be futile, I think, to make any kind of predictions. I will say that I'm hoping for the best. And I want to see I'd love to see Bitcoin hit $1,000 or more coming up here in 2017. And $5,000 would be fantastic. I mean, the sky truly is the limit when it comes to this technology. But there are some things that are standing in its way, which is the Bitcoin community itself. I mean, there's this infighting that's been going on over how the software should be developed in the future, specifically around a technology known as the block size.
I would say that's one of two big arguments. Yeah. And the other is, what sort of regulation, and should Bitcoiners be working for regulation? Should people promote, we need regulations, we need this to be given some sort of legal status?
If you need regulations, then go back to FRNs.
Well, what do you guys think, Daniel and Tim?
I have to say I love Daryl's answer because we've had a running joke since the beginning of the show. I guess this will be 154.
Uh-oh. Hopefully the running joke wasn't a bad internet connection and a bad Skype connection. You totally just dropped out all of those words, whatever you just said, after you mentioned your joke and then...
All right. Well, the running joke has been that we never commit to anything. It's always like, hey, well, it could be good, it could be bad, this could happen. And so, so I like Daryl's answer. That's where I'm at.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm committed to. I'm committed to Bitcoin right now. I mean, sure, there could be something that outdoes Bitcoin. Yeah, you could argue that some of the other altcoins have some pretty neat features. But Bitcoin is the big boy on the block, and it's there, and it's established. And so I'm pretty committed to that. I want to see it be a success and continue. It already is, but I want to see it continue. to succeed, because really it helps people be more free. It is an amazing, for listeners that are new to the idea, it's a decentralized currency that allows you to break free from banks and break free from government money. And that's, it's incredible how much that means. It's hard to really overstate how important that concept is,
and I like,
start understanding it.
I like being able to use Bitcoin to buy health food supplements at 15% off
through Purse, SaveItPurse.com.
I put an order in earlier today and got it picked up within 30 minutes. 15% off on 2 pounds of spirulina.
I like being able to walk into real life stores like we can here in Keene, New Hampshire.
Yeah, Local Burger, Corner News.
There's a handful of them now.
You've been competing with me, Daryl. I've been trying to get 18% off all day. I guess you stole it from me.
We can now get our cars repaired for Bitcoin here in Keene, New Hampshire, which is awesome. How about you guys? Where do you guys live?
I'm in Phoenix, Arizona, and Tim's in Pittsburgh.
What's the Bitcoin real life scene like out there? I mean, big cities, you should have some places you can go, right?
I think I can get Japanese food and maybe coffee someplace.
All right,
nice.
That's not bad. We got to work on those Japanese food places.
Yeah, actually, we were going to go to, I think it's the Japanese place you're talking about, Tim. We were going to go to one a year or two ago. And we got this big plan to go downtown. We're going to get sushi or fish or whatever. And the day we were planning to go, they closed down. So that was kind of sad.
How about Bitcoin vending machines? How many of those do you guys have around you?
I've never actually used one. I don't know.
Neither have I. I never wanted to pay the premium.
You guys.
I don't think we have
actually,
that many anyway.
That's exactly what it is. It's a premium. I can't bring myself to spend more than a few percent.
Well, you
until
know,
now with Coinbase and the IRS, so I don't know.
I see where you're coming from. So the website for you guys, by the way, youmeandbtc.com. That's your podcast, as you said, over 150 episodes. Congratulations, guys. That's 3 years. That's a pretty good run.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you. You helped us out on one, so thanks for that.
Right on. Hey, thanks for calling and sharing tonight. I appreciate it. And, if you want to learn more about what's happening, of course, here in New Hampshire, which arguably has the largest Bitcoin community known to the world, like per capita,
right?
Then you should check out. Actually, there's going to be a new website coming soon. I don't think I should say what it is right now.
Don't say it yet.
Yeah, I won't say it yet. But you can go to freekeen.com, click the Bitcoin category, and you'll find all kinds of cool news.
Now, I'll tell you what milestone I'm really looking forward to with Bitcoin is the year 2022, when Bitcoin hits 13 years old. Then it will officially be older than World Championship Wrestling.
Thanks for the call, guys. I appreciate it. And if you didn't get on tonight, well, call in a little earlier tomorrow night and we'll get you in then. It's been Ian with you.
Melanie.
And Daryl.
Hey, we'll see you tomorrow online. In the meantime, you can join us at freetalklive.com.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.